March 14th. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Matthew 16, verse 26. The patient's illness was diagnosed by the doctor as a peptic ulcer.
"I'm going to put you on a bland diet," the physician said, "but it will only help if you cut out your drinking and stop your worrying. What are you so anxious about?"
Holding out his hand, the man counted on his fingers.
"One, I'm afraid the stock market will go down. 2, if it does, I may lose much of my savings. 3, if I'm broke, I'll have to sell my house. 4, if I sell the house, my wife will be upset. 5, if my wife is upset, I get upset." "I've got a solution," the doctor said. "Sell your stocks."
It has been said that worry is a sin. If so, both pay the same wages. How can we combat worry? By reordering our priorities, the things that we count most important. It often takes a scare, a heart attack, say, or a serious accident, before some people come to their senses. Don't wait for a catastrophe. If you are a worrier, consider this unvalidated statistic. 50% of the things people worry about are in the future. 40% are in the past. 10% are in the present. Live fully today, leaving yesterday and tomorrow where they belong, in God's hands. Free me from self-centered worry, Lord.